Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm chuckling because I saw something over my shoulder. Pelosi says she wishes. She wishes she wasn't the most powerful woman out there. I think this is great. Have you? Seriously. She says, I don't even want to repeat what she says. She said, I almost cry because I'm thinking, I wish this was not true. Every time I get introduced as the most powerful woman. I so wish that we had a woman president of the United States. Man, I'll tell you what, if the Democrats are putting her out as the most powerful woman, and think about this. Right, she can't even find the fixident in her medicine chest to keep her teeth in her mouth. She's powerful. This is scary. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. We're going to do some CPAC 2020 recaps here a little bit. You know, did a lot of interviews while I was there, and I brought them back. Figured we would play them as time goes on. They're all timeless. Doesn't really matter. But when you hear the Democrats, more and more over the last few days, now that they've thinned out to just a couple, what are they running on? When you hear them all, anybody know what the common denominator is for every one of these? Come on, I'll wait. Raise your hand. Let me know. Right? I know what it is. I'm running to beat Trump. That's what they say all the time. You're running to... How about running to enhance the American people? Because beating Trump doesn't enhance... Let me tell you what. Here's how your speech should go. Let me... If it's a Democrat listening, you're running for president, here's how you should write your speech. If you want to be honest, at least the one thing about Bernie Sanders, you have to give the man credit. He is an honest man. Right? He is going to raise your taxes. He is going to take your money. He's going to put you, in a commune somewhere. At least he tells you what he's going to do. And he's not ashamed of it. Right? I mean, think about it. Some of his heroes, Fidel Castro. And what they should do is get past the I'm running to beat Trump and get down to brass tacks. It isn't that hard. I'm running to stop runaway low unemployment. I'm running to stop Trump from getting in the way of China taking advantage of us. I'm running to make sure that government officials and their kids can continue to get rich by serving the public. I'm running to wipe out the coal industry. While I'm at it, I'm going to run to wipe out the natural gas industry. Let's not forget the oil industry. I want to make sure that you keep less of your money so I can have more of it to distribute across everybody else. I'm running to make sure more and more people are homeless and live in poverty. Remember, every one of these things can be backed up by the fact that Obama was hitting record highs with these things. When it comes to homelessness and poverty levels, he has some of the highest poverty levels on record. Right, next to the true Great Depression. Remember, for a man who said, you want to talk about real dementia, the Democrat Party, double standards? This man kept saying, Mr. Obama, that these industries would never come back. That Trump did not have the magic wand it was going to take to bring these jobs back. And then when the jobs came back, right? Remember, GDP or the economy wouldn't have more than 1.2, 1.5% was the best growth we were ever going to see again. Get used to it. And then when Trump hit 3%, 3.5%, when the gas industry came back, when the coal industry came back, when these jobs were coming back, who took credit for something they said would never happen? So if they said it would never happen, how did they work at trying to make it happen? I mean, help me understand. I am not the smartest guy in the room here. Even in, look at the chat room. There's people much smarter than I am in the chat room. Explain this to me. How do you say that we have seen those days, they're over, the best we can hope for is 1.2 to 1.5% growth. When you hit 3, you hit 3.5. All of a sudden, the guy who said it would never happen, it's because of him. Right? When the coal industry, manufacturing jobs, the gas industry, all that go away, they're next to nothing. Those plants are rotting away, and they come back. They come roaring back. And he takes credit for it after saying it would never come back. That means he never had a plan to bring them back. He had no idea how to bring them back. He wasn't going to even try because it couldn't happen. And yet he takes credit for it. This is dementia. This is what true dementia and lying is all about. Right? And Bernie, you're going to keep raising your taxes because that's the only way to get to take care of everybody? Well, actually, no, it's not. And then you think about all the money. How do these people go into Congress? I mean, virtually broke, a lot of them. I don't mean in bankruptcy. I just mean very, just not making a whole bunch of money. And they come out multimillionaires. How does that happen? They make $180K a year. Plus, but you see where I'm going with this. How? I have no idea. I have no answers. But you know as well as I do, corruption is at the center of all of this. They want the power. They want full power. And the proof of it is, how often? Look at how the Dems handled the whole impeachment process along with other things. They are so sure that they were right that the Congress didn't do anything wrong. There was nothing wrong with the inquiry that the Inquisition, I'm going to call it, that the Congress had. But the Senate followed the rules to the T, and they're the bad people. What do you think about that? And then Schumer apologizes. But did he? Talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease. and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. Joe Massey, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Really do. Come on, people. Seriously. If you don't get informed, let's just be honest about this. If you don't get informed, then how is it you'll have the information, you know, for lack of a better term, you'll have the real information you need to fight back. And you do have to fight back. I don't care who you are. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. But when you look at what's happening, when you look at what's going on, and you simply, come on, let's be honest about this, you're simply spewing the party line, or maybe it's something I've said. I tell you what, don't spew just what I say. Seriously. Make sure you got the information. Make sure that I'm right. It wouldn't be the first time I was wrong. I know that's heartbreaking for some of you.
But it really would not be the first time I was wrong. I mean, I get misinformation from some of you. So it's just a matter of understanding that I'm checking stuff as fast as I can, and I make mistakes. So go out and do some of your own homework. Schumer. Did he apologize? He didn't. It goes back to what I was saying in the first segment, where I was talking about how they're so sure they know what's right for you. They're so sure that they're smarter than you are. They're so sure that you can't possibly have the information you need or know what you need to know. So they've got to fill in all the blanks for you, because you're too dull to know on your own what to do. I don't know why it doesn't infuriate you. It infuriates me to no end. Because they're going to tell you, like, again, just like with Schumer. He's saying that we're the ones that are making a big deal. The Republicans are making a big deal out of nothing. That it's not what he said. It's not what he meant. And we know that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I wouldn't let him get away with it. I would be in their face with this stuff big time. Because we cannot keep letting it happen. We can't keep letting them get away with it. We need to call them out around every corner on this stuff. This stuff. And again, they frustrate me to no end. Anyway, when I was at CPAC, there were a lot of people I saw that I should be able to see in California, but I could never really catch up with them. At least here, they were all in one place, which I don't know if they're dangerous or good. And I caught up with Jennifer Van Laar from Red State. And she is one of the ones that's been affected by AB5, which is it's a job-killing bill. And now we have the author of that bill, or the person that really spoke out to support that bill, Christy Smith, who's an assembly person from California, is in full support of it. It lost almost 1 million jobs in California. Do we really want this person in Congress? Take a listen.
Going to have you with me. We're at CPAC 2020, and the other night, I thought I was going to have to build an ark. It was raining so hard in here. I thought it was hilarious. I haven't seen rain. Well, I'm from California, so, you know, unless a water hose or a water pipe breaks, we don't see water like that. Anyhow, I'm here with Jennifer Van Laar, and Jennifer, is it Town Hall now, or?
It's Red State. We're part of the Town Hall media family.
I know. There's a whole media family there, and I think it's great. I think the work that they do is great, too. In California recently, and it looks like they're going to try to pass it at the federal level, too, but in California, AB5 was passed, which basically was one of the biggest jobs killer bills you could ever have. Anybody who was doing some part-time work, piecework is what I used to call it back in, you know, in my day, and you can't do that anymore. Now, I want you to explain to people what the bill is, okay, what it was, and now it's a law, and what it keeps you from doing.
All right. So what AB5 is, it essentially makes anyone in California who's trading their labor or their work for money an employee. That's the default. And unless you fit into a certain exemption that usually were negotiated with the unions, then you cannot be a freelancer. And that's like the very quick and dirty explanation of what it is.
You know what's hilarious, though, is that they're protecting you. Don't you know that? Didn't they tell you that in the bill? They're protecting you from being taken advantage of, because you're too stupid to know that you're being taken advantage of.
Yes, and
right?
Marina Gonzalez and Christy Smith keep on telling me that they're protecting me right now.
And now Christy Smith, which is the outgoing assembly person in that California district, now she wants to run for Congress to make it just, she's taken away school choice from parents,
mm-hmm.
and now she's taken away your ability as a single mom. And many single moms pick up a few extra bucks working in media, working in entertainment. So what she's now said is you're not allowed to feed your kids. You need to be dependent on the government and or get a full-time job.
Yeah, she's going to give me minimum wage, which
is
not what I want.
At $15 an hour, and then they're going to tax the crap out of you, so you're going to be back down to $7.95 an hour. These people truly, honestly make no sense.
Exactly.
And one of the biggest entertainment states in the country, California, I know a half a dozen people, and some of them you know as well, that have lost their jobs over this, because Hollywood's not Hollywood. I mean, God, aren't they for all the people working and making money? We want you to... Not now.
It's been a rude awakening for a lot of the people in our area in Southern California, because like you said, there's so many people that freelance within the entertainment industry. It's either their full-time or their part-time income, and a lot of them have been Democrats their whole life, and they are having to realize that it really is a party line vote on this issue, and those people they thought cared about them all these years don't care. I mean, I think they're going through the stages of grief.
Well, what's funny about this, too, is originally my understanding in reading some of this and reading some of the stories around it was they were going after the Uber and Lyft drivers. Those were the ones they really really were mad about. They were making decent money. I mean, I don't need it now, but at one time in my life, I would love to have had something like that where I could go do some driving, pick up a few extra bucks for the kids around Christmas time and that kind of stuff. And to prove to you that they don't think things through, look at the girth that the state took on, the amount of people it actually put out of work. I think there was an estimate that it put just under 1 million people out of work just in the state of California alone.
I've heard that estimate, too. And, I mean, how much freedom do you have with Uber and Lyft? You can just turn on the app and decide, I've got a few hours, I want to drive.
Yeah.
You don't have to be scheduled or listen to the man or anything. But that's how exactly how it got through. They said it was Uber and Lyft, and we don't want these people misclassified. So I didn't even really realize until the fall that it could impact me.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not going to stop because, again, the Democrats believe, especially the California Democrats believe, they know what's best for you no matter what you think. They know what's going to make your family healthy and keep you, you know, with food. And well, apparently they've taken the food away from you. And now, if you really want to be afraid, Nancy, it came back up for a vote yesterday. They were supposed to do some tweaks to it.
Right. So Assemblyman Kiley introduced a repeal bill, which he knew would never get out of committee because you have to get the committee chair to let it out.
Right.
So he, using procedural vote, tried to bring it to suspend the rules, to suspend the Constitution, which sounds horrifying, but in this case it was okay, to be able to then have it heard on the floor to just suspend enforcement of the law.
Yeah.
Well, because all these people are being hurt. They wouldn't even let that first vote through to get it to the floor.
God bless. I mean, and that,
well, we'll be back with more of this in a minute. Don't go far. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
When they hit us, we have to hit back. I feel that. I mean, there's two ways of doing it, turning your cheek, but I wouldn't be sitting up here if I turned my cheek.
In Scranton, Pennsylvania, voters able to ask President Trump questions at his first town hall-style campaign event of the season.
If I said, okay, let them just keep hitting at me, and I won't do it, they're not interviewing me right now, they're interviewing somebody else. Maybe they won't even be doing that, because if they don't get ratings, they don't interview anybody. That I've learned. But you know what? You can't turn your cheek. I mean, we get hit.
This event sponsored by Fox News.
We get hit so hard, and we have a media that is, I say to a large extent, it's a part of the Democrat Party. It really is. It's terrible. It's unfair. I call it fake news. I've used that, and people are using that, I guess, all over the world right now, and that's the way it is.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. We were talking about AB5, California Jobs Killer Bill, that now, you know, there are some states looking at the same thing. There are some, my understanding is Nancy Pelosi is looking at the same bill. It's already lost almost a million jobs in California, and basically what it's all about is you can no longer do piecework, is what we used to call on the East Coast. So the Uber and Lyft drivers who just drive whenever they want to, and it's not a 40-hour week kind of job. It's kind of like at your convenience. We also, in the media world, we have people that are writing pieces for us, producing shows, one-segment shows. They do a couple a month. So the bottom line with this is that they're not going to be able to make any money anymore. Because they're only allowed to do five shows a year, five pieces a year, five rides a year. And these are the legislators who've got more money, got money falling out of their pockets. They don't get it. They don't get what the regular person, how they want to live, what they want to do. So Jennifer Van Laar from Red State joins us to speak.
Excuse me. Assemblyman Kiley introduced a repeal bill, which he knew would never get out of committee because you have to get the committee chair to let it out.
Right.
So he, using procedural vote, tried to bring it to suspend the rules, to suspend the Constitution, which sounds horrifying, but in this case it was okay, to be able to then have it heard on the floor to just suspend enforcement of the law.
Yeah.
Well, because all these people are being hurt. They wouldn't even let that first vote through to get it to the floor.
God bless. I mean, and that's Christy Smith who wants to do it for the rest of the country, people. If you want to lose your jobs, you want to see your kids lose their jobs.
And Christy Smith voted to not listen to it.
Oh, yeah.
And I hammer this because she is my assemblywoman and wants to be my congresswoman. And
not
going to
happen.
People are going to her and saying, this is hurting my family. Yeah. I could lose my home.
Doesn't care.
Doesn't care.
No, I spent 90 minutes with her because I'm an elected official in that area. When she was trying to get rid of the charter school thing. And I said, look, you are taking school choice, educational choice away from parents.
Mm-hmm.
Some kids, and I'm a trustee of the school, you're taking money away from me, but some kids don't thrive well in certain environments. If you really care about the kids, you really care about them getting a good education, why not allow this to happen? And I got that blank stare. Like, you don't have
the
a clue.
Party of choice, right?
Yeah. Diversity, choice, solutions. No, there's only one solution for them. That's for them to be voted out of office. That's a solution.
Absolutely.
And Pelosi, another Californian, now she's introducing the same bill in front of Congress.
Except it's worse. Because even though we moan about the exemptions in California, there are none in the PRO Act.
Wow.
And it takes away all state right to work laws.
Yeah, that's right.
It compels the company to give the union your personal contact information so they can try to harass you.
I don't even let the credit card companies give out my personal information.
Wait, so these are the people that were all about internet privacy.
Yeah.
But yet, let's just give the union everyone's number. It's insane.
You can't smoke enough crack for any of this to make sense, really.
Mm-hmm.
So where can they find your pieces?
At redstate.com, and I'll have a piece about yesterday's vote up here shortly, and a Twitter at Jen Van Laar.
All right, perfect, Jen. Thanks. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
I love to see them shudder when they read those pieces.
Me too.
Thank you.
You know, and again, CPAC is a great place to go. And you know, most of the time, I try to get these people on the phone, try to get them on Skype to do the interviews and what have you. So when I get there, I try to get as many as I can. And so I picked up a whole bunch of them. Well, for you guys, for me guys, for whatever. And you know, it's a relaxed area. You're in with a group of friends, so it works out so much better. And, you know, I'm trying to figure out which one of these I want to run because there's so many good ones. But Andy Mangione with the AMAC, I also did one with him. And I got to tell you something. There are so many great, 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 great groups out there, great nonprofits that are out there beating their brains out to make sure that our voices are being heard. And you need, and I need, and we all need to really make sure that we're supporting these people. And you know what? Sometimes it's financially. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's just making sure that they have the resources they need to get information out, and you find people, or they find people, that are on their side. So take a listen. Let's do another one here.
CPAC 2020, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really appreciate the time you guys are spending with us. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. And right now I've got Andy Mangione joining me, and I make fun of this all the time. It's going to be like the last 2 days, I've only had Italians on the show. I've only had Italians at the events that I've been to. I go, what have we inundated the place over the last couple of days or what?
I hope so. I hope so. It's not a bad thing.
No, I agree with you, of course. Andy's the Senior Vice President for AMAC, Action and Leads the Organization Grassroots Advocacy Arm. And first of all, tell us what AMAC does.
Sure.
Okay, and then we're going to talk about the acronym in a minute.
Okay. AMAC is a right-of-center member benefits organization whose business model is identical to AARP's. We are their chief competitor. We are a right-of-center conservative group for those Americans who are age 50-plus.
Okay.
We have...
No, I was going to say, you know, that other organization, you don't have to mention, you don't have to talk about what they do, but they totally back Obama's Unaffordable Care Act. Not about being bought off.
Well, not only that, but they're all in Nancy Pelosi's price-fixing pharmaceutical bill, HR's House Resolution 3. They're all in on that, and what that'll do is price-fix pharmaceuticals, which will lead to rationing. And we know this, Joe, because everywhere else in the world this has been tried, that's what happened.
Yeah, but we're going to do it better. Don't you know that, Andy? I'm sure we'll
work smarter.
We'll work out the kinks. We don't have $1,600 toilet seats. We're fine. We're going to make it work.
Trust me.
God bless. What does AMAC stand for?
AMAC is an acronym for the Association of Mature American Citizens.
Wow. Mature. What, are we replacing senior with mature now? Is that what we're doing? Making me feel better?
Yes.
That's what it's all about.
Sure.
Making me feel better, right? So again, we're looking at what it caught medical care. Mm-hmm. When they say it's gone through the roof, it's gone through the roof because of the regulations. It's gone through the roof because of those kind of things. And I'll tell you something. A very good friend of mine just beat cancer, but he beat it because of what Trump did with the experimental drug rule policy that he put in place. And he was able to actually use an experimental drug that we would never have had a chance to do for another 5 or 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he beat stage 4 cancer with it.
God bless him.
So, well, and God bless Trump for actually, all these presidents talk about getting the legislators, about getting the drugs to us quicker. He's the only one that actually did something about it, isn't he?
He's doing many, many things that we're not hearing about, Joe. That's why I'm so grateful to be on your program, because we're talking about this,
right,
and we're getting the information out. Not only is he fast-tracking generic drugs, getting them to market faster, that'll
right.
lower drug costs. He wants to shine light on business practices that'll lower drug costs, that'll lower the costs associated with the hospital supply chain.
Yeah.
He also wants to shine light on the secret negotiated prices between insurance companies and hospitals,
uh-huh,
and also have hospitals disclose the cash prices for some procedures. What he wants to do is allow people to shop for medical services much like they do with everything else they
purchase
in their lives.
Everything else in life. I mean, your car, my God, whatever it is you're buying, well, some of us haggle, get it down as low as we can, but everybody's afraid to do it. with the doctors. And that's how, you know, we're talking about medicine here. One of my pet peeves now, Liberty HealthShare is a client of mine, or, you know, sponsor of the show, and we talk about this all the time. It's kind of like you never treat your body like you would treat your car. You go to a mechanic. Why do I need that part? How long is it going to take? You know, is there other alternatives? We don't. Doctor says you need this. You go, oh, okay. And the doctor's making mega bucks from the insurance company. You can. You should be able to ask questions. You should be able to spend time with your doctor. It's your body.
It's your body. And what, you know, getting back to what the president's doing with these executive orders, he's empowering patients. When you talk about you should be able to ask, that's power.
Yeah.
He's empowering patients to take charge of their own health care.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because AMAC is, we're on record as supporting this type of price transparency. This is what our members want, and we have 2.1 million of them in all 50 states, Joe. We're adding about 5,000 members a week. There's a surge in our membership. There's a reason for that, given the current political climate. But we are a member-driven organization. They tell us what I take to Washington to advocate on. We don't sit in a room and dream up big ideas. Our members direct us, which is
you listen to your members? Oh, my.
Okay. Yes. Hey, talking crazy now.
Unlike the insurance company who says, if you don't like it, there's other companies you can go to.
Right.
No, we
right.
don't really care what you think.
You know, this is just common sense. That with the price transparency that the president wants with regard to negotiating prices between hospitals and insurers,
mm-hmm.
there's pushback. He instructed HHS to come up with this rule. The very next day, the hospital lobby,
oh, yeah.
the American Hospital Association, sued HHS in federal court. AMAC signed on to an amicus brief supporting this price transparency. The AHA is saying that disclosing these prices is a First Amendment issue, which...
Really?
Let me qualify that. We find out these prices, Joe, after the fact. When your explanation of benefit statement comes, you know what you're charged, but it's weeks after you've been treated.
Yeah.
All the president wants to do is have this upfront so people can shop for services, but the AHA is claiming in court this is a First Amendment violation.
You know what? That goes right back to Liberty HealthShare, right? I mean, you get... We'll be right back. Joe Mussini, your host. Interviews from CPAC. Ones that you missed before, but you won't miss now, right? Because you're coming right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. Yeah, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. If you want to do a little dancing, that's fine. Right? Rosemary Clooney, for you older folks, or younger folks who wouldn't know. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. We just got back from CPAC. We were there for, I don't know, 2-3 days. And I did probably about 15-18 different interviews, and I think I think you'll enjoy them. And the bottom line was trying to get them live from there. It's a nightmare. But anyway, Andy Maggioni with AMAC was with me, and he's one of the guys that we did the interview with. Take a listen. We'll pick up where we left off.
AMAC signed on to an amicus brief supporting this price transparency. The AHA is saying that disclosing these prices is a First Amendment issue, which... let me qualify that. We find out these prices, Joe, after the fact. When your explanation or benefit statement comes, you know what you're charged, but it's weeks after you've been treated.
Yeah.
All the president wants to do is have this up front so people can shop for services, but the AHA is claiming in court this is a First Amendment violation.
You know, and that goes right back to Liberty Health Share, right? I mean, you get in there, I've got coverage, quote unquote. How much is this going to cost? You negotiate your price before the bill even goes out.
And they're willing to negotiate.
Yeah.
Yeah. No kidding. No, seriously, they are. I know plenty of people that have been on it and said, man, I've never done this kind of thing before where I'm sitting there with the doctor saying, well, what's this going to cost? Can we get it down to this? Can we do this? Do we have to do this? Well, doctors are practicing insurance now. They're not practicing medicine, really.
And you know what? And that's irritating them. That's why we're seeing fewer and fewer people study medicine. You have physicians discouraging their children. This has been going on for 20 years, probably
right.
longer,
yeah.
to go to medical school.
Yeah.
And that chicken will come home to roost very soon when there's a shortage of physicians in this country.
Yeah, it is crazy. Okay, Andy, how do people help you?
How they help us? They can join us at www.amac.us. That's AMAC.us. Or they could learn more about us by calling 888-262-2006 and join today.
We'll put links up on the website for that, too. And people, you know, people, you all scream about wanting liberty. You want freedom. You want to be able to have freedom of choice. All right, don't be a lemming sitting on your keyboard pounding away on Facebook. Go do something. Make a change in your life and really get that liberty you're looking for. Thanks for being with me today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
You know, I have a lot of fun in CPAC, by the way, once I get there. Hate going. Hate getting ready to go. Just always have fun when you go there. And you meet some of the people that we talk to all the time on the show. But, you know, when you meet them in person, a whole different animal. All right. Let's get back at it. Get back at some of the other stories in the news. The U.S. Supreme, now, this to me was like, really? This was even a thing? The U.S. Supreme Court will now let states prosecute immigrants for identity theft. Hello? Do you realize that if I stole your identity as an American citizen, and I stole your identity, and I got caught doing it, do you know what would happen to me? But apparently, if you were an illegal immigrant, that was fine. That was okay. That was acceptable. Or because you're an illegal, it was the only thing you could do. We actually had California legislators, a few of them, say that you have to steal someone's identity to be able to work here. No, actually, all you have to do is come here the right way, and you don't have to steal anything. You don't have to continue to break the law to make a living. I mean, you know, President Trump always says the lawless Democrats. I'm getting to that point. When you look at these legislators and the things that they want to do, remember, they can make all the laws they want to, but they can't buck up against the Constitution. Stealing somebody from something, no matter what the reason, is still theft. The U.S. Supreme Court this week, they widened the ability of states to use criminal laws against illegal immigrants. I thought, if they come here to take advantage, or we have Democrat legislators talking about how our laws pertain to everybody, that the Constitution protects everybody, whether they're legal or here illegally, well, all the laws then do that, don't they? So again, I say, why was this even a question? So the Supreme Court said the illegal immigrants and other people who do not have work authorization in the United States can be brought up on charges when they steal somebody's identity. I guess this was being challenged. In the decision, the justices upheld the authority of states to prosecute immigrants for identity theft when applying for a job. The court found that Kansas did not unlawfully encroach on federal authority over immigration policy in charging three men accused of using other people's Social Security numbers. You know what's really funny about this? In California, the authorities will not help the federal government in enforcing immigration laws. They say it's their job, not ours. So what's really funny, though, is when they do try to enforce those laws, then those same authorities come against them for enforcing those laws in their area. Just like a couple of weeks back when ICE officials actually grabbed illegals from the courthouse. California went nuts with it, said, you can't do this. So wait a minute, you told us that we have to enforce immigration laws, and that's all we were doing. So they don't want them to do anything they don't want them to do. The state officials have decided that they're above the law. They'll decide on a case-by-case basis, on a day-by-day, moment-by-moment. It's almost like that whole gender fluidity farce, right? The justices overturned the 2017 Kansas City Supreme Court decision that had voided the convictions of three restaurant workers. They found that a 1986 federal law called the Immigration Reform and Control Act did not prevent states from pursuing such prosecutions. Immigration-related employment fraud is a federal matter,
and Kansas contended that its prosecutions were not immigration-related, did not conflict with federal immigration law. Kansas argued that the ruling in favor of the immigrants would undermine its ability to combat the growing problem of identity theft, and it is rising like crazy. And it's easier and easier online. Immigrant rights groups have said that giving states the power to prosecute employment fraud would let them take immigration policy in their own hands. Now, see, here's the thing. Identity theft is identity theft. It doesn't matter whether you're here illegally or not. Whether it's an illegal alien stealing my identity to get a job, or Joe Smith stealing my identity to get credit, it doesn't matter. It's still stealing identity. But see, they don't see it that way. Remember, the laws are different for Democrats. Laws are different in Democrat interpretation, in Democrat dictionaries. Totally different. Think about that. Why is it that if you're here legally, born on this soil, and you steal somebody's identity for credit reasons or to get a job or whatever, and or their social security number, and you get caught as an American citizen, you can be charged for that, put in jail, the whole nine yards. They don't complain about that. Same circumstance, only I'm here illegally. They complain about that. Because apparently, it's the only way that I can get work. Crazy, isn't it? The three men, Ramiro Garcia, Donaldo Morales, and Guadalupe Ochoa, were not authorized to work in the United States. In other words, they were here illegally. And they provided their employers social security numbers that were not their own. They were stolen. This is a multi-billion dollar business, by the way. Cleaning up identity theft is a multi-billion dollar business. The case focused on the employment verification process under federal immigration law. It requires employees, you know, they have to check and make sure you're here legally. They use that I-9 form, and they attest that the employee is authorized to work. The law also states that the form may not be used for purposes other than for enforcement of this act. The federal government has the sole authority to prosecute individuals for providing fraudulent information during the I-9 employment verification. The state prosecuted the three men for using the same false information on different forms. I mean, if the feds weren't doing it under Obama, if the feds weren't enforcing the laws, the same laws that the states were screaming they should be enforcing, who else is going to do it? I mean, do you know how asinine I find this? It's like the fire department. They show up at a fire and they go, oh, not our district. Turn around and leave. Right? I mean, certain fire departments have certain areas, police departments, police districts. You have the sheriff's department, a police department here in California. They have certain areas that they have jurisdiction in. They see something happen. Can you imagine them turning around and saying, hey, that's not our area. That's two blocks over. Not interested. We don't care if shots were fired. Really, think about it. And you're having the same issue here. Identity theft is simply identity theft. And you can take the whole illegal immigration thing out of there, the whole nine yards. It's still identity theft. But under the Democrat rule, or Democrat rule, it isn't. It's somehow totally different. I wish a Democrat would come on and explain that to me. How does that make sense? When we come back, we have a lot more to talk about. First of all, we're going to talk about what the difference between health sharing and health care is. That's number one. Number two is, would Bernie Sanders be the most godless president, I don't know, since the beginning? Well, we'll find out when we come back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Come on back. We have a lot to talk about.